Saturday morning, I think it was out around the nurse's desk, or whatever you call it. And she says to me, she says, "You got English in you?" I said, "Yes, ma'am." I said, "I'm a full-blooded cock." By golly, mister, you should have heard after that. Tell him, "Yeah, full-blooded cock." And come to find out, she'd been down there to the Green Turtle, and she loved cock chowder. So, oh my dear, that was one woman to me which was the loveliest nurse I've met in my life.
Whereabouts was she? What? Whereabouts was this hospital?
James Archer Smith and Homestead. One of the best that there is, in my opinion, that I have been in. Now, I had occasion to meet her. I was back here again in March. That's when I found out I had irregular and overabundance of heartbeats. And I had occasion to meet her then again. And of course, you know, nurse, they don't have time to come and talk to you. And I told her how I felt about her. Well, she was 53, I think, to a widow. Yeah, but she said she's been a widow for 16, 18 years. And I mean, she's one lovely woman. And then there was another one in there, Puerto Rican, real short. Her name is Figueroa. Used to call her Figgy. And to me, that's the type she would need. It's the type people you need in the hospital. She put life in you if you're dead. That's the type of person she was.
Top of that name. So, did you ever hear a name for, say, somebody like maybe a preacher or a mechanic that didn't have a regular job, just kind of travel around, do a little work here and a little there, and so forth?
Well, to me, based on the way you were talking, I call them jack of all trades and master of none. But like me. I'm a jack of all, I was, not now, I can't do anything, hardly. I've done plenty of painting. Carpenter work. I don't classify myself as a painter. Because to classify yourself as a painter, you should know different colors, you should know how to mix them, and I couldn't.
You ever hear anybody like that called a jack leg?
Jack leg. That's what you call when you're poor. That is a carpenter, he's a jack leg. He might be good for an apprentice or a helper or something like that. No carpenter. He's a jackleg. That's my definition of a jackleg. Yeah, I've heard it many times.
Tell me about, we mentioned colored people a while ago. They're colored people. What's so you call a person who's the same race we are? He's not a colored man.
They call us Caucasians, I think.
Well, you ever heard an expression, what would you call somebody who maybe was real lazy and wouldn't work, wouldn't get out and do his work? It's kind of sorry, you know, what do you call that kind of person?
I tell you, I've never heard them call names, but right now, for example, I probably think of it later.
You mentioned talking about captain.
No account, we might as well eat, no account, no good for nothing.
How about captain yesterday? You ever heard of colored people calling bosses captain? You know, even if he's not the captain of the ship,
it's the
man they work.
Yeah. I've heard many places called captain that really wasn't a captain, but it's just more or less a name that they were given.
You ever heard that term cracker applied to people?
The Georgia crackers.
What did that mean? Anything?
I don't know.
What about a person who's from the city? Doesn't know anything about country ways and it comes out of the country. What do they usually call him?
Yeah, I've heard that too. They're called country bumpkin.
I think
that might apply. I've heard that expression.
And what if he came from the city, would they call him a city dude?
City dude?
Yeah. You ever heard the term peckerwood applying to a person? What did that mean?
Peckerwood applying to a person?
Yes.
Not that I remember. You see, that's an expression, in my opinion, would be used in the north, not down here.